Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Carrie Aaron. She is the Michigan Department of Transportation spokesperson, and she's on the other end of our line. Carrie, how are you?
Good morning.
Well, it's a busy time for MDOT, and I wanted to get you on the program to talk about spring and summer road construction in the mid-Michigan area, including on I-96, before you start your rounds. Let's talk about an important stretch. It's a seven-mile stretch on I-96, which is near the five-mile Middle Belt and Telegraph area.
Oh, sure. That is our section that we will be coming up in 2014, doing a complete closure on.
Okay. I would imagine that that's going to be a significant project, and folks should be planning for that.
Absolutely. That's one reason why we're getting the word out now.
All right. Well, tell us about this summer, this spring, what folks need to be on the lookout for.
Well, we do have a lot of road work coming up. Doesn't seem like it on such a rainy morning this morning, but the orange barrels are definitely starting to roll out. So we do have a lot of information on our website for motorists traveling around the state this summer, so you can kind of pre-plan your trip and know where those orange barrels will be and if you'll encounter any delays.
All right. Can you talk about the major projects around the Lansing area?
Absolutely. We do have a couple. Some have not started yet, but right now we have a major one, a bridge replacement project on Saginaw Street over by LCC. That's been going on for a while, and traffic's actually running quite well. We also will be having some work coming up after Memorial Day on northbound 127 near Trowbridge Road. We're adding an auxiliary lane to help traffic flow in and off those ramps out there. So that will reduce traffic to one lane through the summer in that area. And we also have a project out almost near M59 in Howell area coming up in a couple weeks here that will reduce traffic to one lane in each direction over the weekends.
Has the early season of warm weather, most notably in March, did it help MDOT get off to an earlier start?
Well, it certainly did help. I mean, contractors were anxious to get out there and get started, and some of our projects were able to kick off a little earlier. So, right now, we'll still continue to see more of those projects kick up as we go into the summer season.
All right, Carrie, before I let you go, give the website address one more time. And I know that there are radio stations throughout the state where folks can find out what's going on construction-wise.
There is. We have a lot of information now. We're even getting into Twitter and Facebook and those type of social media sites. So lots of good ways to get the information out to motorists. You can go to michigan.gov/MDOT or /drive. Either of those sites will get you right to all the information.
And you want people to slow down around those construction sites.
Absolutely, yeah. Not only to know where the delays are, but also to know where to slow down to protect those workers and yourself.
And Carrie Aaron is with MDOT. She's their spokesperson. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you.